democracy's presidential tutor.
The process must include a broad spectrum of Egyptian voices and opposition parties. It should lead to elections that are free and fair. And it should result in a government that's not only grounded in democratic principles, but is also responsive to the aspirations of the Egyptian people.
The man in the White House addresses the beleaguered leader of Egypt on how he should step down and how the Egyptian government should now step up.
Mubarak goes, really? And a process of real elections will replace him and much of the apparatus that has controlled Egypt for more than two generations? Obama as guidance counselor. Egypt takes a big test. On The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. A discussion of creating democratic institutions and avoiding chaos. The clock is ticking in Egypt on this Wednesday, February 2nd.
And that's right at the top of the news this morning. A shift in attitude on the streets of Egypt. Pro and anti-government supporters clashing in Cairo right now after thousands of people marched in support of Mubarak. The military stopped pro-Mubarak supporters from entering Tahrir Square initially. An Associated Press reporter says the two sides have started fighting, hitting each other with sticks and other objects. We're seeing reports of people injured, some with their heads bleeding. Last hour, we spoke with New York Times columnist Nick Kristof in Cairo. He says many Egyptians see the government's black hand behind the pro-Mubarak rallies.
There has been something of a rise of pro-Mubarak forces. Late last night, they began to really sort of be organized. And there's a lot of suspicion that these are people sent in by Mubarak.
This morning, our partner, the BBC, says several of its crews have been roughed up in Cairo and Alexandria.
Before the clashes broke out, the military put out this announcement telling the protesters to go home.
We have to look forward to the future. We have to think about our country, Egypt. Your message was delivered. Your demands are now known.
But one of those demands still stands. The president must resign first, say the protesters.
We don't leave the square, we or he. We leave the square after his leaving our country.
Last night, President Mubarak went on state television to say he will step down in September, though, when his term ends. He has no intention of leaving Egypt.
I defended its soil, sovereignty, and interest, and I will die on the soil of Egypt, and I will be judged by history.
President Obama spoke by telephone with Mubarak last night. Afterward, President Obama came out with his strongest words yet.
What is clear, and what I indicated tonight to President Mubarak, is my belief that an orderly transition must be meaningful, it must be peaceful, and it must begin now.
Well, who decides what now means? Protesters felt President Obama's words were not strong enough. One Twitter from Cairo we're seeing this morning reads, Obama could have said, tear down this wall, but he didn't.
The other big story this morning is what's being called the worst winter storm in decades. It's now tearing through the Midwest. It's more than 2,000 miles long. It's hitting states from Texas to Maine with ice, snow, and incredible cold. Temperatures are in the single digits or lower across 29 states. 9,000 flights have been canceled. Chicago public schools are closed for the first time in 12 years. They're expecting up to 2 feet of snow there. In all, up to 100 million people feeling this latest storm.
It's been a better day for Wall Street, a better winter for Wall Street. The Dow closed above 12,000 yesterday for the first time since 08. Asian and European markets are up. Futures are mixed for Wall Street. The Dow starts at 12,040. The S&P opens at 1,307. And the Nasdaq opens at 2,751.
We're going to have a further in-depth discussion about this uprising in Egypt, especially the role of women who are taking a big place in the front line of these demonstrations there. We'll talk about their impact and a look back at the history of President Mubarak, not just his 30 days as president, but his entire history leading in Egypt. And this conversation is coming up this hour. But if Egypt becomes a democracy, how does that happen? We'll have that discussion for you as well. Stay with us.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.